We read the Holy Scriptures together this morning in Psalm 91. Our passage before the meditation, before we come to the Lord's Supper, will be verses 1 and 2. Psalm 91 is also one of the passages that the elders have chosen for this year's family visitation. Our theme is peace and unity under the shadow of his wings. So this morning we look at the idea of the shadow of his wings, the shadow of the Almighty tonight in Ephesians chapter 3. That's the other passage, Ephesians 4 rather. We'll look at peace and unity. Reading now Psalm 91. Many of our children know this by heart, have memorized this psalm. As we read it, I would have you pay attention to the pronouns. So in verses 1 and 2, the psalmist is speaking of himself. And then in verses 3 through 13, the psalmist will speak to us. And then at verse 14, God will respond. 14 through 16 is the voice of God. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. For a few moments we look at those first two verses. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, the emphasis of Psalm 91 is the certain safety and peace that the Almighty God gives to us in the face of every danger, in the face of every distress of this life. The psalm is speaking and warning us of the many trials, struggles that must come to us as children of God in this present time and in this present world. It speaks of deadly plagues. It speaks of terrors by night and arrows by the day. It speaks of 1,000 falling at our side in death. It speaks of stumbling over rocks. It speaks of lions and snakes upon the path. And if we were to put it into terminology of today, it speaks to us of anarchy in society, pandemics, trials, sickness, cancer, division, trials in the church, our own personal trials and heaviness that we carry into the house of God this morning, and the ever-abiding reality of our sin and the struggle that we have against that sin. And it points in all of these things to a secret place, to a place where we will find peace and safety. It is the very place under the shadow of the Almighty God, or as verse 4 says, under the shadow of his wings. And that place is the cross. That's what the reference is in the psalm, as we'll see it in a moment. It is none other than the cross of Jesus Christ. To come under its shadow is perfect peace, to know Christ crucified, and to know the love of God for me through Christ crucified, and to know my Heavenly Father looks over me through Christ. This is a secret hiding place, and none can molest you. None can trouble you there. That will be the truth of the Lord's Supper for us this morning. We will come in a special way into that secret place. And that's also going to be part of our theme for family visiting in this coming year. A few comments on the psalm yet. Psalm 91 was probably written by Moses. It follows Psalm 90. The title of Psalm 90 is Moses, a man of God, and Psalm 91 is probably also from Moses, so it's one of the first psalms that were written. And how applicable this psalm would be to the life of Moses. 120 years, which is almost twice the allotment to us, 120 years of dangers, and yet 120 years of the shadow of the Almighty God over the life of Moses. As a baby for 3 months, hid in a hut lest the government kill him, his mother set him adrift. Imagine that, setting him adrift in a river. Growing up as a little boy of 4 or 5 in a house of unbelief. Coming to the age of 40, killing an Egyptian, fleeing into the wilderness, being called of God to come back to deliver God's people, standing before the monarch of the whole world, saying, "Thus saith the Lord, let my people go," and then 40 years in the wilderness with a rebellious people. Through that all, he could say, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty." He knew he was kept safe through the promised blood of Jesus Christ, the shadow over his head. And then I would have you note in our text that the text is speaking of a reality that is present right now. We must not read the first verse of Psalm 91 as true in heaven or true only at special moments and times in this life, but right now, he that dwells right now in the secret place of the Most High abides. He is kept under the shadow of the Almighty. It is a statement of fact. It is a statement of reality. This belongs to everyone who by grace through faith is in Jesus Christ. We abide, we live, we are under the shadow of Almighty God. So let's look at that for a few moments yet this morning. And we see, first of all, this safe place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Secret here has the idea of safe. It has the idea of a hiding place. A secret place is a place where you go, where your enemy or pursuer can't go and can't find you. It is a secret place known only to you. Children, you like to have secret places. And out of the snowdrifts and snow piles, you have made your forts. And very often in the summer you will make your fort, and it's always secret, where nobody else knows. In our hearts, also look for these secret places, a place to find refuge, a place to find peace in our hearts, a secret place. But the psalm is not referring to a physical place that's the secret place, although, yes, it's true that this auditorium and the Lord's Supper and worship and being with family is a place. When we go in prayer, is a place of great peace and safety to us. But the secret place that is being referred to is obviously God Himself. Our secret place is God, that we may go to Him, that we may bow beneath Him, in His bosom, in His arms, under His shadow. That's the place. When we come before God as our God by faith, through grace in Christ, there's the place where our minds stop from racing and their fears. Our hearts are calmed from all of our fears. Our souls have peace and safety when He says to us amid the storms of life, "Peace, be still. It is I," to know God in Jesus Christ is the place, that secret place of safety. But now, I want to point out to you that Moses, inspired by God, has in his mind specifically the shadow of the cross, that's the secret place. Note, he says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High." And that terminology, secret place of the Most High, is the terminology that would often be of reference to the Old Testament tabernacle. David, in Psalm 27, verse 5, says, "For in a time of trouble he shall hide me. He shall set me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me." So in Moses' mind, when he's speaking of the secret place, he is thinking of the tabernacle. And you remember that when he came down from Mount Sinai, God gave to him the diagram of the tabernacle, of the outer court, and then of that holy place, and then behind the veil of that secret, most holy place of God, the Ark of the Covenant with the mercy seat on top and the cherubim over their wings over the mercy seat. And he said, "The Most High dwells between the cherubim." It was the symbol of the presence of God. And that's what is in his mind when he says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High." That place to which in the Old Testament only the priest, the high priest, could come once a year with the blood of atonement and sprinkle it over the mercy seat. That, says Moses, that's the secret place. And that secret place, we know from all of the Holy Scriptures, is Jesus Christ. The blood that He shed. We come into the place of the Most High God, holy, 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 Most High, most glorious, who cannot look upon sin, who is filled with holiness and justice. How can we come into that place before that holy God? Well, the answer is through the atonement of Jesus Christ, through the blood that God shed when He put His own Son upon Calvary, and there He bore for us our sins, the wrath that our sins deserved, and earned for us a spotless, perfect righteousness. These are the truths that are going through the mind of the Holy Spirit as He writes the psalm. Do you know this secret place? It's the shadow of the cross of Calvary. It's to know God through His Son, Jesus Christ, as the one who has washed me clean cleaner than the snow outside of all my sin, and that now I may enter into his very presence, so close that the shadow of God falls upon me and does not consume me. This holy shadow of God does not consume me, but I am welcomed as his friend, as his dear child, as his son, as his daughter. Do you know this secret place? It's the place that eternal love of God built for you. And when you are in that place, there is nothing that can remove you from him. And there is nothing that can assail you. His word in that place is, peace, be still. Are you afraid of the danger? Are you overwhelmed with what you carry into the house of God today? Your pathway, your sin, cancer, whatever it may be. This is the secret place. We come to it in the Lord's Supper. And I would point out to you one more thing about this secret place. It is also called under the shadow of the Almighty. So the point is, this secret place of the Most High, under this secret place of the Most High, the cross of Christ, we come under the shadow of the Almighty. It's just to be under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, you would note that in the two verses, I said here, we are speaking, Moses is speaking, we're speaking in verses 1 and 2, but I would have you notice that in those verses, there are four names for God. Most High, Almighty, Lord, God. Emphasis upon who God is as he's known through his name. But most interesting is under the shadow of the Almighty. And the word Almighty is El Shaddai. El Shaddai. And it's not a word emphasizing, it does emphasize his power, Almighty, the King James translates correctly. But literally, El Shaddai means all-sufficient. All-sufficient. And it points to God as God in himself is entirely sufficient. He doesn't look outside of himself for anything that he needs. There is nothing outside of himself that he lacks. And so in Psalm 50, he would say, if I grow hungry, I don't tell you, for all the world is mine. He is the self-sufficient God. And to come under the shadow of the Almighty is to come under the all-sufficiency of God. God, Jehovah, is all-sufficient. And so the apostle can say to us in Philippians 4, verse 19, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And so to come under the shadow of El Shaddai, you're in the secret place. And in that secret place, you have come under the shadow of El Shaddai, means that you have now come under the all-sufficient grace of God in Jesus Christ. It is sufficient. This is what God says when the Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10, was searching for that secret place. He could not find it. He had prayed to God three times, deliver this thorn from me. I can't bear this thorn anymore. Either the thorn goes or I go. I can't be an apostle this way. Three times I besought the Lord, take it from me. And God's answer was, my grace is sufficient for thee. My grace sufficient for thee. El Shaddai, under the shadow of El Shaddai, through Jesus Christ, my grace is sufficient for you. That's to be in the secret place. By faith, through grace, to know in my heart, I am received into God's secret fellowship through the blood of Jesus Christ. A safe place. But note with me that this is, if only briefly, note with me that this is a permanent place for us. And now look at the words, he that dwelleth, that means to live, shall abide under the shadow. Abide means you're not evicted. You not only live there, but you abide there. You stay there. And so this is saying to us that the gospel and faith in the gospel is not a getaway for us. It's not a thing that we think about or need occasionally. It's this secret place under the shadow of the Almighty God is not a spiritual vacation or a condo that you go to for a week or two every year, but it's where we live spiritually and must live under that knowledge of the gospel. You can't live without the knowledge of the gospel. So that if I ask you as a young child, what's your address? Give me the address of where you live. Then every soul belonging to Jesus Christ will answer, under the shadow of the Almighty, in the secret place of the Most High. Apart from grace, we would give the address, I live on number 1 World Street. I live on 1000 Self-Service Avenue. I live in Palace, the Palace of Man. But the child of God answers, I live under the shadow of the cross, under the shadow of the Almighty. This is what Moses had to learn throughout his life, to 120 years, constant reminder. Moses, where do you live? Moses, where do you live? And very often Moses, like us, would forget. He would say, I live under the shadow of my sword and strength. I'll kill an Egyptian. And even in his latter years, where do you live, Moses? I live under my rage and wrath, and he smote the rock. We must live under the shadow of the Almighty every day, every moment. And that's why we can say, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, yet it shall not come nigh unto thee. The shadow of the Almighty is to be our permanent residence. We must constantly, under the shadow of the cross, hear the words, El Shaddai, my grace is sufficient for you. And this is the Lord's Supper. In the Lord's Supper, in a special way, he seals to us our address. He seals to us where we live. We live under the shadow of Almighty God in Jesus Christ. And we confess under that shadow, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. The translation, I will say of the Lord, could be improved by just changing it to the Lord. I will say to Jehovah. So we're speaking now to Jehovah. And what do we say of Jehovah? You are my refuge. my fortress. In thee do I put my trust. And that's the most marvelous and beautiful confession that can ever be made by our lips. Refuge, place of safety, fortress, defender, and then my God, my God. And therefore, in him will I trust, of course. Who else shall we trust? Who else and what else? What? In what can you trust? Drugs? We come into a secret place with alcohol and a bottle? We come into a secret place with possessions? With money? With merely good times of this life and having a ball like everybody else? In that we're going to trust? No. How foolish. We trust in one God under whose wings we have come. We have been brought to trust. We have been given to know this secret place of his all-sufficient grace. I will say of the Lord, he is my God, my refuge, my fortress. Do you say that? We say, I don't say that as I must. How foolish that I don't say it more. And we say, yes, I do. And we say that in a very, at least in this psalm, to me, with the help of the devil, although that's unwitting help, because you remember that the devil was the one who quoted verse 11 to Jesus when he tempted him to leap off the pinnacle of the temple, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. When the devil did that, he not only showed his good knowledge of the Bible, but he also helped us when he said that. Because he said to Jesus, this is spoken about you. This is spoken about you. You're the one who is covered by his feathers. You're the one, Jesus, under the shadow of the Almighty. This is spoken about you, Jesus. And we say, well, thank you, in that sense, to the devil, because that tells us how we can say it. Jesus says this psalm. He says all the scriptures. Jesus spoke these words. And now we're going to speak them because we are in him. We belong to him. What he said about his Father as to God's faithfulness and power to preserve him and to protect him, he believed that his Father would protect him. Even when he descended into our guilt of hell, his Father would uphold him. What he said, We say because he said it and because he's in us. And so we say this morning and always, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. In him I will trust. May God sanctify the word in our hearts. Amen. We thank thee, Heavenly Father, for the precious holy scriptures, inexhaustible in its truth, profound, abiding, and precious in its comfort. Now seal it again at the Lord's table. In Jesus' name, amen.